Sean, how did you react when you discovered that there was someone out there pretending to be you?
Well, basically, it was a complete shocker. You know, it's regarding business, and when we're working quite hard to get to where we are, when I received a phone call from a lady to find out if I'm actually currently chatting to her on WhatsApp, and I said no, she actually made me aware of the situation. And, you know, it's shocking to know that someone is actually doing stuff like this and conning models.
What exactly did he ask for?
Well, basically with the first lady, and that he said he likes her look and he would like to use her for companies, and he asked her for pictures of her in swimwear. He explained, well, she asked him a couple of questions, and he explained everything, what her name is, and that we deal with. He actually mentioned some different companies' names that we deal with, and he even got her details from another modeling agency, and he would like to use her and that for shoots and everything. And she said everything seemed legit, and he wanted to know, is she comfortable doing swimwear and lingerie? And she said, no, she's not really comfortable with that. So he said, well, if you're not keen on going with groups and that you seem too shy, and that's not the type of models we like to work with.
Did he tell her that he was Sean Stander from Mobile Model Management?
He gave full name. He stated, well, she started asking questions. He stated when we established. He gave the year. Where the one model asked him, that he even goes and uses titles that I have won, that he says, you know, he has won those competitions, everything. So all of my information he basically goes and gives.
Sean, how bad did it get?
Well, it got to the point of, like, where the model was asking him, and he asked, is she willing to go the extra mile? He says, if you go the extra mile in the interview, I can give you a great contract with Identity Clothes.
Extra mile meaning?
Yeah, that's exactly what she asked, and he says, never mind, you don't understand. And when she asked again, but what is the extra mile? He says, well, me and you alone in the interview room. But then it started to ask for foreplay and what he would like to do to the model. And
Sean, how does this sit with you?
Well, basically, I'm worried about who else has been contacted with this thing. See, a lot of the time, people in that, they would then go around and just say, you know what, don't contact a certain agency because they're actually asking for sexual favors in return to gain modeling contracts. It's the same as when I do castings. I don't even have them come one-on-one. I invite them, and parents need to come with, especially if they're minors and everything as well.
Have you approached the police about this?
I did go through to the police, and I spoke to two officers there, and they said nothing can be done until a crime has been committed, because at this point there's no crime.